Welcome to Reclaim Your Power, inspiration and reflections for pregnancy, birth, and beyond. Season 3, Reflections on Parenthood and Parenting. Welcome to episode 1, Parenting versus Parenthood. I want to start the series with a disclaimer. I am not a parenting expert and hold no diplomas or degrees or any kind of certification on parenting or parenthood. I am a mother of 3, and that's as far as my expertise goes. I have experience being a parent, but this series is not about me sharing my experiences as a gold standard. Far from it. But I feel that we have lots of experts out there sharing their knowledge, which is up to each individual to decide on whether it's valuable or not, what they prefer to try out or not, what they'll accept or not. That's up to them. This series, as with the series on pregnancy and childbirth, is about my experiences, reflections. I want to share my journey with you, what I've learned and what I'm learning. One thing that I'm learning, which I'm not sure the experts always tell us or always share with us, is that my children are the best teachers I have in my life. They are my sharpest critics, but also my greatest cheerleaders. They have taught and are certainly still teaching me about myself, who I am, who I think I am, who I want to be, and who I don't want to be. I am so grateful and blessed that these 3 souls chose me to be their mother. So what is parenting and what is parenthood and what's the difference? When I decided to record the series, I just thought I'll call it parenting because it's about being a parent and it follows on very nicely from talking about pregnancy and birth. But on thinking more about it, I realized there's more. Parenting is about doing, and this is certainly a part of it, but parenthood is more about being. Now, I talked about being and doing in series 1 when I presented my philosophy on my role as a doula, that my role was not about doing stuff with or around the birthing mother, but about being present and, in a sense, holding the space so that she felt safe to let herself flow with the experience of birth. So, like the researcher I am, I thought, okay, parenting, parenthood, let me do some research, and I went to dictionary.com to find the definitions for these 2 terms, concepts, whatever. This is what I found. Parenting commonly refers to the process of raising children or the methods and techniques used to do so, whereas parenthood is the state of being a parent. That's interesting, isn't it? How many of us focus on parenting and don't even think about parenthood? And what does parenthood actually mean? Related terms, of course, are motherhood and fatherhood, which are gendered. So I'm not going to focus on that because I believe that essentially parenthood is the same for us all, irrespective of gender. It's a state. Parenthood is about being rather than doing. Now, I'm sure some of you may stop listening at this point because usually we all want to learn how to do. How can we do parenting better? But I think that if we examine our state of being as parents, who we are and how we can understand this role and the responsibility it carries, we'll all do a better job, or hopefully do a better job at parenting. Parenting is active. It's about nurturing, guiding, disciplining, correcting, caring, loving, etc., etc. So many active verbs related to parenting. But as I see it, based on what I have experienced, been learning, listening to, reading over the years, especially the past couple of years. So this is not based on my own great wisdom, but on applying what I am learning about life to this specific topic and seeing how it fits. So as I just said, to me, parenthood is about being. But what do I mean by this? Or how do I understand this? Parenthood is about being still, holding the space for our children so that they can be or develop into who they are meant to be. It means being present for and with our children, really listening to them, seeing them, and allowing them to flourish in their own way, not in the way we want them to. Now, that's a hard one, isn't it? It sounds almost impossible, but the more I reflect on it, the more I attempt, note I use the word attempt, to do it, the more I see how valuable it is to learn to be with my children and not just focus on doing. There's a lot of trial and error involved, but one thing I'm learning is that it all starts with me. I think that's enough food for thought for now. In the next episode, I will reflect more on what I mean when I say it all starts with me and focus specifically on control and its role in parenting and parenthood. If you have found my podcast helpful, interesting, thought-provoking, or even challenging, please share. I would also really appreciate any comments or reviews. My podcast is now on Apple Podcasts, where you can leave a review. I am always happy to hear what you think and to learn. Thank you for being here, for listening. This is Fungisai, reminding you to reclaim your power.